Hi, and welcome to Not Your Mother's Archie, the Mom and Son Riverdale Review Podcast. I'm Jimmy, and with me, as always, is my resident Archie expert, co-host, and mom, Janet. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. So this is, again, if you don't know, we had a little technical difficulty last week, I guess. When I flew from California to New York, we lost the audio. So, sadly, we won't have another show where we're together in the same room.
In the kitchen.
In our super studio kitchen. But we're going to give you the top five highlights of Chapter 9, Chapter 10. And then we will we'll keep moving. All right? So, we're going to give you the synopses of episodes 109 and 110, just real briefly, and then we'll get into it. So, for episode 109, La Grande Illusion, it goes as follows. Archie receives an offer from Cheryl. Veronica befriends a classmate that her father's illegal doings has hurt. Alice prepares her for revenge on the Blossoms. And chapter 10, episode 110, The Lost Weekend, is as follows. Fred decides to finalize his divorce. Archie plans to win Valerie back. Betty plans a surprise birthday party for Jughead until Cheryl spirals things out of control. So, funny enough, Mom, for the show that we didn't get, that sort of like screwed up, a lot happened.
Oh my gosh, way too much. It was hard. That show was hard to do. So much.
There was so much going on. But we're going to try our best to go and to keep it moving. So, we're going to count down the top five most interesting, most shocking things that we felt about the two episodes. And we're going to start with an honorable mention. And that is the Blossoms drinking syrup like it's wine at the beginning of the first episode, at the beginning of 109.
Because it is wine to the Blossoms.
It is wine to the Blossoms, but is that really what you do? Is that really what you do? What maple makers do?
I don't know, but I know that in the Blossoms world, they drink wine. They drink syrup like wine.
Are there different varieties? And you know, is this
varietal?
Like,
is there white syrup and is there red syrup
and a rosé syrup? And ooh, this is a very smoky finish syrup.
You're so into the smoky finish.
I love a good smoky finish.
I didn't observe them actually, you know, twirling the glass or sniffing. Maybe they did sniff the maple syrup. I don't know.
They were looking at it.
Yeah. That's their thing. That's what they like to do. And they're kind of weird anyway.
Yeah. All right. So next we have number five. Polly's real reason for being at the Blossoms estate, which is to find out who killed Jason Blossom. She said that she has a good feeling that somebody in the household did it.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I don't know. I still really do not like Cliff and Penelope Blossom. I do not like them. So who knows, but it could be Nana.
It could be Nana? Why would you say it would be Nana?
I just like to say that. I think it's funny.
Nana's
I like Nana, but she's kind of mysterious. She's kind of mysterious.
I don't think. Why would Nana loves Jason. She's our favorite character.
I know.
I'll choose Nana over Kevin any day.
I know. Well, I definitely do not like Cliff and Penelope. They are just evil, evil, evil people.
Well, do you think it was? Do you think it was them, or do you think it was one of the Blossom estate? Do you think it was like maybe a shareholder or something?
Oh.
Because we learned in episode 109 that with Jason now gone, there is a power vacuum. So anybody can if they wanted to, could come in and seize control of the company.
That is correct, and they did not want Jason's sister to be the head.
No.
So
they did not.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, not even what's his bucket? Not even Cliff. Her own father wanted Cheryl to be the head.
Well, you know, that could be a very strong possibility that one of the shareholders killed him because that particular individual wanted to be the head.
Yeah.
Could be. But we'll never know.
They took a cue from Lost and set up a bunch of things just to not pay him off.
Well, not to change the subject, but I just want to say real fast, I'm real happy that Polly's having twins.
Yeah, that's so nice. And again, we spoke about this on our Lost episode, but I really hope that they're, just like in cartoons, they're not an amalgam, but they're like two separate, like one has blonde hair and one has red hair.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one Jason and...
One Polly.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm glad that Polly hasn't abandoned her family.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't, but they think she has.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, because she told Archie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for a while, when that last episode happened, we saw Polly go to the Blossoms. It gave us all a shock, you know?
Right, because it wasn't even explained. She just all of a sudden goes to the Blossoms.
Yeah.
Oh, the Blossoms are so weird. They give me the chills.
All right. Well, speaking of the Blossoms, number four is the Blossoms putting Hiram in prison. So we learned through some shady dealing, some back alley talk, that it was the Blossoms who actually put Hiram Lodge in prison because the Blossoms pay exorbitant fees to Hiram Lodge, and they've been doing it for like 75 years, and they've been doing it in perpetuity forever. They've been doing it forever. And I can't believe I couldn't say that word.
I know, boy.
And so I think that in order to get out of that deal, they put Hiram in prison.
Yeah, it was a real shock to me because I just thought Hiram, with his own dealings, was in prison. He just got in there himself. But Cliff and Penelope had a part in this.
Yeah, because, I mean, Hiram's a real shady man, you know.
Yeah.
In his own right. He's
exactly.
It's not like he was unjustified in being there.
No.
But
it wasn't my not my Hiram from the comic days, not at all. And Clifford and Penelope, you know, they're kind of evil and shady too, and why not deal with someone else that's evil and shady. I don't know if Hiram's evil, but he's shady.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a shock.
Yeah. He certainly feels like a villain. He's doing dealings even when he's in prison. He's sort of controlling things. So I don't know. Maybe it's just a lesser of two evils sort of thing.
Mm, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We'll have to see what's going to happen. I'm really, really getting excited for season two.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I want to know what's happened at the end of season one because we haven't finished watching it, but I am getting excited for season two.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up real soon. All right.
Okay.
So, number three is Jughead's birthday gone awry, including the game of truth or dare, game of secrets coming out that they played at the end.
Poor Jughead. Oh my gosh. The poor guy, he didn't even want a birthday party. He didn't want anything. He just wanted to go to the movies with his best friend. And Betty really meant well. She just wanted to have a nice party for him. But it did. It went so awry. So awry. To the point that Jughead didn't even stay in the house. He was in the garage by himself.
I would do the same thing. If a bunch of people who I didn't like and who didn't like me were at my home, you know?
It was crazy. That was just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Cheryl, boy, she's got guts.
She's got guts. They're going back and forth on Cheryl. It's so funny. Sometimes we see the human side of her, and sometimes Kitty's got claws. And
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I think she has claws because she's hurting so bad inside.
Yeah.
So the way she deals with her hurt is by hurting others.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. Can we talk about Dark Betty? Dark Betty returned.
Well, I don't like Dark Betty. She's not my Betty, but yes, we can talk about her.
I thought it was great. Who is this? Is this person, you know? If she's not Polly, then who is she? And she made mention of it, that she, it's almost, werewolfian. It's almost where she has, like, something, like, brewing inside of her, and, it's coming out two different personalities, which is funny, interesting, ironic, because now they're in the comics, they're doing an alternate take where Jughead comes from a long line of werewolves. And Betty is a werewolf hunter.
No way. I will never read those. No. They're not my Jughead, Betty, etc. But, you know, I was just thinking about what you were saying, and Betty, all her life, had to be the goody two-shoes. And, you know, maybe it's real difficult to always be the goody two-shoes. You know, eventually you gotta have some anger. You gotta tell things the way they are. She's always been the goody two-shoes. So who knows? Maybe she's been holding it in too long. But boy, I worry about her hands, her palms. She's destroying them with her fingernails.
Definitely. I mean, it seems... what is also interesting is what... Where did that come from? Is it a nature thing? Is it a nurture thing? Was she born with that? Is it based in this controlling household she was raised up in which she couldn't express her fear, anger, frustration in any way, so it bottled inside, forming this new person, this dark Betty?
Well, that's what I definitely think, because her mother is really controlling.
Super controlling. Yeah. And her father, yeah, even, too, on, like, he's subtle about it, but he is just as controlling.
Yeah.
You know, he's just not overt about it.
Yeah. I guess he's a different person than I really thought he was.
Yeah.
You know, like I used to talk about with you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I am glad, though, that... that Betty and Jughead stay together.
Oh, I love Betty and Jughead together. I can't believe I'm saying that. I didn't want that to happen because I want Betty to be with Archie. But Jughead is so good to Betty. Oh.
And Betty's good for Jughead.
I know.
So, yeah, they make a really good... They make a really good couple. I think that that could have easily been a teen drama trope to have something blow out of proportion and then break up. But I'm glad that they stay together.
Well, in addition, I believe that Alice Cooper, Betty's mother, is starting to kind of like this relationship or... agree with the relationship. Before she wasn't for it, but now that she's working with the paper and she's working with Jughead, I think she's seeing that he's really a good guy.
Yes.
You know, just because he was from the other side of the tracks, she was like, oh, I don't want.
But that's where she's from, too. That's what we learned. We learned Alice Cooper, yeah. Mom extraordinaire, is from the wrong side of the tracks.
Right. Well, that might be why she didn't want her daughter to be with him, because she's trying to live a different life now or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to mention that briefly. I think it was the beginning of 109. Jughead was over at Betty's house, in Betty's room, and then Alice comes in and goes, so, are you guys ready for breakfast? Like, what boyfriend is coming over is, you know, and I assume he's coming over, I'm not assuming that he, you know, slept over, in the morning. I thought that was silly. In high school, like, no parent would have allowed me to do that.
Well, absolutely. And there was, her door was closed even.
Right.
I would have never allowed you to be upstairs with a girl with your door closed.
Mm-mm.
Never.
You don't allow that now. If I ever a girl here in my own apartment in New York, I have to keep the door open.
Well, yeah, because I have cameras here in California. I'm watching you at all times.
That is very scary, Mom.
You know that's not true. That's kind of weird.
Well, now it's on tape. Okay, so we're talking about relationships, which is a perfect segue into number two. Archie and Veronica got together.
Archie and Veronica got together.
I'm surprised that it came this early in the show. You know?
Yeah, I'm glad, but I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen now.
Well, do you think it's going to be a permanent thing, or do you think it's a one-off?
I personally believe that right now they both need each other. They're both going through some things, and they need each other. So I'm not sure if they'll be together forever. Probably won't. You know, this is television. But right now they need each other.
So you're saying they're going to develop a relationship?
Perhaps for a little bit.
By one-off, I'm meaning like a one-night stand, Mom.
Oh, well, I don't know what that means because I'm old.
I think one-night stands are pretty universal, Mom.
I don't know what one-off means. I thought they were doing a sword fight or something. I don't know.
What is a sword fight?
Well, remember how you guys used to get the, what are they called? The swords from Star Wars. What are those called?
Lightsabers?
Yeah, lightsabers. And you guys have one-offs. You'd go back and forth, then you'd hit each other with these lightsabers and put dents in my furniture and... Anyway, I'm going off track.
And you think that that's what they were doing when they were upstairs late night? They were fighting with lightsabers? These two hormonal teenagers?
Yes! They had lightsabers and they were hitting each other with them. No. Okay, so Jim...
I think we need to talk about the birds and the bees, Mom. I need to sit you down and have a conversation with you.
I guess we do. I guess I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, long story short, I think you're right. They're going to have not a one-off, as you put it. They're going to have a relationship. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think so as well. I'm happy for it because it starts that little triangle. And I'm really excited to see when are they going to tell Betty, you know? Will that be kept a secret? And when if it's said, will that do something to her? Or has she moved on?
I don't think it's going to be a problem to Betty. I think I'm sure it's going to have a little tinge of jealousy, of course. But I think she's moved on with Jughead right now. It's really interesting to me what you were saying about them, Archie and Veronica, because, you know, it's turned out in my Archie, Veronica was kind of the selfish one. And Archie was the nice little guy who was just so sweet. And in this particular television series, Veronica has proved to be a very kind person in many ways and not as selfish as Archie is. And perhaps by their relationship, Veronica will give Archie some help in that area.
Yeah, the roles have switched. The roles have reversed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Oh, it's so interesting.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Oh, you know, we'll see.
We definitely will see. this is a television show that moves forward chronologically.
This is so weird because we were with each other in the kitchen, the famous studio, and now we're in two sides across the nation, and it's trying to get used to it again, Jim.
Yeah, me too, me too. And our number one of our top five things that happened in these two episodes, Molly Ringwald is Archie's mom.
Mary Andrews.
That I'm so floored, surprised. I'm surprised that they would even bring up Archie's mom at all. And two, I'm floored that it's Molly Ringwald. Of like, who else could it be? Of course.
Of course. Redhead, darling.
Right.
Oh, gosh. It was just so... It was so exciting when I saw her, and I remember in one of the last episodes that we talked about, I can't remember how far back, and you were thinking that she would never be seen.
I was convinced. It's like, why do you need her?
Here she is. What's going to happen? Do you think they're going to get back together?
I don't think they're going to get back together. I think that she came to say goodbye. And to say, hey, we need to put everything to rest.
Yeah, maybe so. But it would be cool if they got back together and then see what happened with Hermione and how she's feeling because they're back together. And
So like an adult love triangle?
Yeah.
Where Fred is Archie, Mary, Molly Ringwald is Betty, and Hermione is Veronica?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then Hiram is Reggie.
And Hiram is Reggie, yes. Because that's always where I thought, when I was reading those comics, that's always where I thought it was going to go. I thought Reggie and Veronica were going to get together.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't always want them to. But yeah, you're right. Well, because they kind of looked alike.
Right. And also Reggie, and they were like similar in tone, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I don't know what kind of life Reggie came from, what kind of background, but that's neither here nor there at this point. But yeah. Molly Ringwald, very excited. Love, love, love her. So we'll see.
Absolutely. We will definitely see. Oh, Mom.
That's going to be my new thing.
Yeah, oh. I have started a tally here at my studio.
We're keeping score.
Of how many times life. You say, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see.
You know this, this review podcast in which we talk and discuss things? I don't know. We'll see. That's my take on it. That's my hot take. On Riverdale. We'll see. I don't know. Looking forward to the next one.
We'll see.
Can't wait.
I think that's great because it gives our audience an opportunity to think for themselves. We'll see. They'll have to think about it and see.
When I listen to these things, I don't want to think for myself. I want somebody to think for me.
Okay. I just having so much fun over here by myself in California, missing my son. Okay, well, we'll
I showed a little emotion, gotta squash that, gotta move it on. Dark Janet. Put it into the Dark Janet file.
Janet. Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay,
yes,
so,
I am.
Yeah,
I am having a
that Molly Ringwald. Let's move on now.
Great. Yes, Mom, I'm having a ton of fun too. I am. I'm being sincere. I am looking forward to episodes 111 and 112. Who knows what's gonna happen? We'll see.
Don't take my line.
I'm sorry, not your sweet, sweet tagline, Mom. Okay, so that's our special mini episode. Thank you all for listening. Please like, subscribe, leave us a review on iTunes. Again, we are still doing our matching up until the end of the year. If you leave a review on iTunes, we will match every single review with $1 and donate that to charities that help people that have been affected by Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. So,
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, Mom.
Could you mention that we are still having a podcast Friday at 2, another podcast?
Yes, we will have another podcast come out this Friday. I don't know if it'll be at 2 o'clock, but, you know, it'll be when it comes out.
Oh, is that what time it comes out? I didn't know that.
That's what you said. Oh, you said 2 as in T-O-O.
Yeah.
I heard... Can you say that we have another podcast Friday at 2?
Oh, I did.
That's what I heard.
Okay, sorry. It may not necessarily be at 2, but I just wanted you all to be aware that we're having a podcast now here on Wednesday, only this week, but we will continue to have our podcasts every Friday.
Yes.
Our regular podcasts.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again all for listening. We will, again... As we've just said 5,000 times, we will see you this Friday for our continuing show for episodes 111 and 112. And until then, my mom and I don't agree on everything, but there's at least one thing we can agree on. This is not your mother's Archie. Bye!
Bye, everybody!
Hot takes, hot takes.